A regional meeting on children and poverty in Western and Central Africa opened in Gabon today, with more than 100 delegates participating. Some of the challenges needing urgent attention include the lack of education for girls and child trafficking. Almost half the population in the region is under 15, but job opportunities are few. Aid agencies say that in the Sahelian belt, from Cape Verde in the west to Chad in the east, about 1 million children and women suffer from acute malnutrition. Gianpetro Bordignon from the World Food Program says high fertility rates combined with slow economic development will increase challenges in the years ahead.
Many of the countries in this region have appallingly high malnutrition rates. The whole region, in fact, the continent, is facing a major demographic problem because, in fact, in the whole sub-Saharan Africa, the population will more than double from now to the year 2050. So altogether, these are problems that are a challenge for all of us in face of not sufficient resources.
Representatives for donor countries and financial institutions are among those attending the three-day meeting in Libreville. Organizers include the World Food Program, along with other United Nations agencies, such as the Children's Fund, UNICEF, and the Population Fund. Mr. Bordignon says the World Food Program will stress the importance of education for girls so they can empower themselves in reproductive matters.
It has been proved by independent research that as soon as a girl and then a woman can go through the first cycle of education, there are immediate results on the reproductive health, on the control of her decision on her reproductive health.
UNICEF says only 35% of women in the region can read and write, compared to 57% of men. Another issue seen as needing urgent attention is the trafficking of young boys and girls for forced labor, despite assurances by governments that this practice will be eradicated. New York-based Human Rights Watch recently disclosed evidence of child trafficking in at least six countries in the region. Researcher Jonathan Cohen says meetings such as the one in Libreville are good to find common ground on commitment, but actually doing the work to improve the plight of children is still lacking.
We documented two broad types of trafficking. The first was the trafficking of girls into domestic labor, predominantly in Gabon, but also in Nigeria and in Benin and in Niger. And the second was the trafficking of boys into agricultural labor, principally in Benin and in southwestern Nigeria. One of our major concerns is always that there's going to be a lot of talk and no action. And there are a number of very important regional efforts that are occurring to combat child trafficking, but there's a lack of coordination.
Mr. Cohen says more aggressive cross-border prosecution of child traffickers is needed. Organizers of the meeting in Libreville say one of their aims will be to better coordinate efforts between governments and between aid agencies. Aid workers say that all too often in the past, different UN agencies worked separately on different country projects. Now they say they are finally trying to tackle problems in a concerted manner and on a regional basis. Nico Colombin, VOA News, Abidjan.